You keep trying to make sense of the anti-vaxxers. It's not easy, but I keep trying. Here in New Jersey, there's a new rule in the State House. It requires members to show proof of vaccination before entering. The state GOP caucus has a problem with that. They say it discriminates against the unvaccinated. The response ranged from the usual whining to the media to, well, not threatening not to go to work. But at least they didn't go as far as QAnon Queen Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has compared vaccine face mask requirements to what the Jews experienced during the Holocaust. Vaccinating kids, that's a particular sore spot for the anti-vaxxers. How about a look at recent school COVID-19 cases in New Jersey? This is from the New Jersey Department of Health. Stats they released, Sussex County schools had the most students learning remotely, 3.5% of students excluded from learning in school because of COVID-19 related reasons. Sussex County also has the highest COVID rate in K-12 schools, 4.04%. Gloucester and Monmouth counties, immediately behind them. Essex County had the fewest cases, case rate of 1.0. On the other hand, Bergen and Somerset counties have the highest staff vaccination rates for K-12 districts. State says nearly 86% of staff at K-12 schools and colleges across state are vaccinated. Also shows 82% of college students to be vaccinated. Doesn't have information on how many students in grades K-12 have gotten the vaccine. They haven't said why, but they just don't have that number. But now we have Florida, Iowa, Kansas, and I believe it's also Tennessee, rewriting laws to expand unemployment benefits to the unvaccinated. So that means if you get fired or even if you quit because of any workplace vaccine mandate, you still get unemployment. Since these states have made this move, I don't want to hear those governors whine about a worker shortage. I also hope the businesses in those states stay strong with the mandates or posting maybe on Indeed, LinkedIn, everywhere they can to recruit new employees. Oh, and by the way, each unemployment filing can cost a business in excess of $10,000 because of how the unemployment tax every business pays is reassessed because of filing. So remember that the next time these governors in these GOP states claim they love small businesses. Thought about this a few days ago. I'm fully vaccinated. Someone asks me, I calmly tell them, yeah, I'm fully vaccinated. If that person isn't, I'll engage with them, ask them, why not? Not with any hostility, just calmly and quietly. And if they come back with one of the many anti-vaxxer conspiracies, latest being on how the Omicron variant is a fake story made up by Democrats to increase mail-in voting and steal the 2022 midterms. Yeah, I know. I'll calmly ask them, well, what proof do you have? Or what have you seen to back up what you believe? Now, hopefully I've talked a few back to the science side of things. I think I have, since at least on social media, I no longer see some of these people going, I've gone back and forth with on posting the conspiracies that I found them with. But like I was saying, I'm a calm, vaccinated person willing to talk about the issue. Have you ever met or talked with an anti-vaxxer? Calm and quiet, they're not. They're angry, they're dark, hostile people. Very little to say when it comes to science and facts. Their vocabulary pretty much boils down to HIPAA, file Fauci, let's go Brandon, and of course, Nazi.